This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deobai stresses on making construction sector transparent and competitive. Nepal and Turkey agreed to further expand opportunities of bilateral trade and investment. Department of Revenue investigation files writ petition against Bottlers Nepal on tax scam, demanding clearance of 7.43 billion rupees. And European Union leaders refuse fast-track membership to Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deobai has stressed the need for making the construction industry clean, competitive and standard. While inaugurating the 23rd Annual Assembly and 12th Convention of the Federation of Contractors Association of Nepal in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deobai said there was a need for modern and quality infrastructures for sustainable development of the country. The Prime Minister also assured the government's support to the industries for making them commercial and competitive. Prime Minister Deobai clarified that the Cabinet endorsed the 11th Amendment to the Public Procurement Act as demanded by the contractors' associations. On the occasion, Home Minister Balakrishna Khan said the government was dedicated to building an enterprise-friendly atmosphere. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Ganendra Bahadur Karki says the incumbent government has put freedom of expression in top priority. At a press conference organized at the ministry today to release the decisions of the cabinet meeting held on March 10, Minister Karki said that the government was effortful to establish Nepal as a leading nation in South Asia in terms of freedom of expression. Responding to a query of media persons, the communication minister clarified that the government has tried to make YouTube channels more systematic and disciplined by introducing new provisions not to curtail its freedom of expression. Minister Karki further said that the government-level budgets are going to be held in different countries to enhance the country's visibility in the world. The cabinet meeting has also decided to approve the budget participation of a Nepali delegation led by Secretary of the Law Ministry in the fourth session of the Intergovernmental Conference under the United Nations Convention. Likewise, the cabinet has also formed a high-level delegation headed by Foreign Affairs Minister for a bilateral talks during an upcoming Nepal visit by Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister on the 14th and 15th of March. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khatka held a bilateral meeting with Minister for Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Turkey, Mevlut Cavusoglu, on Thursday on the sidelines of Anadolu Diplomacy Forum. During the meeting, two foreign ministers reviewed the important aspect of the bilateral relations and mutual cooperation. They also agreed to further expand the opportunities of bilateral trade and investment between the two countries. Minister Khatka, meantime, invited the Turkish business community to explore Nepal's untapped business opportunities. Also on the sidelines, Foreign Minister Dr. Khatka had a meeting with Minister for Foreign Affairs of the Kingdom of Bahrain, Dr. Abdullatif bin Rashid Al Jayani. On the occasion, Minister Dr. Khatka appreciated the government of Bahrain for safeguarding the interests of Nepali migrant workers in Bahrain. The Department of Revenue Investigation has registered a writ petition against the Bottlers Nepal Limited on a tax scam. The department has registered the writ today at the High Court Patan demanding clearance of over 7.436 billion rupees from the Balaji-based company. The case was filed naming the Bottlers Nepal Board of Directors, Managing Director and 17 authorized persons mainly responsible for financial transaction audit as defendants. The political parties have suggested the Election Commission of Nepal is strictly implement the Election Code of Conduct. In a discussion held with 17 political parties at the Election Commission's headquarters today, the leaders of various political parties stressed making elections transparent and less expensive. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapulia said the proposed Election Code of Conduct was sent to the Ministry of Law for its approval. According to the commission, 79 registered political parties will compete for the upcoming local level election. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 hash dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौ।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक, नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। द नेशनल फ्ल्याग क्यारियर नेपाल एयरलाइन्स कर्पोरेशन हेज रिकनेक्टेड चैनपुर अफ बजाङ, साफे बर्गर अफ असम एण्ड द पाइल अफ डोटी थ्रू इट्स सर्भिसेस। Earlier, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Prem Bahadur Ali, directed Nepal Airlines to include these destinations in its regular flight services. The flights to the hilly districts of Sudarpashchim province earlier had been suspended, citing the lack of passengers and aircrafts. CPNUML chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli has said that yellow journalism should not be promoted in the name of freedom. Inaugurating the 9th National Convention of the Press Chowtari Nepal at Pokhara today, Chairman Willie said the media sector should work for national prosperity, good governance and development. He said media sector should fulfill its duty along with rights, saying the constitution has a clear provision in the field of freedom and rights. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin, now an international news update. Leaders of the European Union have refused Ukraine's appeal for fast-track membership to the bloc as they met to urgently address the fallout of Moscow's assault on its neighbour. As talks among 27 national leaders ended in the early hours today, Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković said nobody entered the European Union overnight. He made it clear that the Ukraine would not be allowed to join hastily, something Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has sought. Meanwhile, the UN says more than 2.5 million Ukrainians have fled the country since Russia attacked Ukraine on the 24th of February. As the wars continue, Moscow has widened its attack on several Ukrainian cities. Meantime, the World Health Organization has advised Ukraine to destroy high-threat pathogens housed in the country's public health laboratories to prevent any potential spills that would spread disease among the population. In another twist, Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for foreign volunteers to be able to fight against Ukrainian forces. Speaking at a Russian Security Council meeting, he said those who wanted to volunteer to fight with Russia-backed forces should be allowed to. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Karnali province and mainly fair in rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba stresses on making construction sector transparent and competitive. Nepal and Turkey agree to further expand opportunities of bilateral trade and investment. Department of Revenue Investigation files writ petition against Budlers Nepal on tax scam, demanding clearance of 7.43 billion rupees. And European Union leaders refuse fast-track membership to Ukraine. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.